So the topic for today is the nature of the Isser as a sell machalas asurah. We know there's some machalas asurahs that are asur bahana. So, for example, orla. New fruit tree, first 3 years, you can't derive any benefit from the fruits. You can't sell them. It's Isser hana. But regular machalas asurahs, you know, chazer, nevela, trefa, they're mutar bahana. And yet, the Mishnah in Shviz, the first source on the page, tells us that you're not supposed to be involved in commerce with these items. The Mishnah says, initially discussing the world of Shviz, you know, it's in Tzchora Per Shviz, you shouldn't sell Per Shviz, it's a separate Isser Tzchora. The Lobo Bechoros, Lobo Shumos, we're not going to discuss that. The Lobo Nevelos, the Trefos, Shkati Ramazin. You can't sell Nevelos, Trefos, Shkati Ramazin. You can't sell Macholos Tzchora. The question I want to analyze is why. What's the reason for this Isser of selling non-kosher food? Any ideas? Yeah.
Isn't it
Batar Bachalov? Batar Bachalov is Asr Bahana. So Hanskora would be a form of Hana. You can't even give Batar Bachalov to your dog because that's Hana. You're saving the meal. You know, they would have had to.
Why not a Mishnah?
It's a separate type of Isser. Meaning, this is an Isser Skora per se. This is not Isser Hana. That's what I'm trying to emphasize. Even if things are Mutar Hana, like Chazer, you can't be in the chazer business. You can't sell, you know, pork as a business. So what do you think the rationale for this halacha is? Any ideas? Yeah.
It could be a slippery slope.
A slippery slope, right? Everybody's talking about slippery slope. So it could be a slippery slope. That's what the Rashba suggests. So that's number two in a tshuva. There are actually different tshuvas to Rashba this issue, but in one tshuva he suggests this, in Chel Gimel, Simon Reish Chav Gimel, so it's number two. Shukal shuva is derived from migadol osam adam lachila, things that you know grow for consumption. Kechazir v'sharminim asurim v'hem v'of shdefani adam migadlan kedila ochlan, things that you know raise in order to sell for human consumption. V'shein ruban only l'mesashushin, not to exclude things like horses and donkeys that you can't eat them, but nobody eats them. You sell them to you. So when it comes to food, like things that people usually buy for food, like pig, also lost in Skara, Gezeira Shema Yavo, Le'echol Mehem. So the first reason he provided that it's a Gezeira, Shash, Asu Achila. We're concerned that if you start selling them, so you might end up eating them as well. Now it's not clear if the Gezeira here that you're going to do it with Shoge, or with Mazes. We consider that you're intentionally going to, take, or maybe you'll just, it's a long day, you're not going to notice, and inadvertently you'll, take a little, yeah.
I don't know if this falls into this or separate, answer, but isn't there also a problem that someone
might be Mari's Ayin! Shoshana is raising the issue of Mari's Ayin, that's the Shach, the next source on the sheet. In Siman Kuf Yudayin in Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea, there's a discussion about this halacha, and in Chasim Beis, the Shach quotes the initial reason of Shema Yochal. He doesn't quote the Rashi, he's mechavin to the Rashi's understanding, and he doesn't like it. He says, are we really so concerned that there's a slippery slope, you sell things, you're going to eat them? And he thinks that it's not such a realistic slippery slope, but he provides a different reason, the reason Shoshana gave, namely, it's a question of Ma'ezai. Inami, source number three, we're not concerned the person's going to eat it. The Atub Rishia Sinim, are we talking about, Rishayim, that they don't care? Again, it sounds like he thought the Chashash was like, maybe he'll eat it. But either way, because even Meshogging, maybe, people know that Chazer is trace. They're not going to mistakenly eat Chazer, even if they're packaging it all day, and selling it. To the Mazari, the Leichel Isura, people aren't Rishayim who aren't careful not to eat Isurim. Tamhu, what's the reason? What's the rationale? The Shach says, when people see this fellow selling pork, he's going to say, just like he sells pork, what do you think he eats at home? He probably eats pork, right? Gzera, or not Gzera, but a din of Mari Zayin. Mari Zayin. Yes. There are a number of Yisurim that Chachamim imposed to separate us from the Goyim. Pansakum and Yain Nesech, possibly. I don't I'm not aware of people who suggest that when it comes to the zitzer. But it is true that if you sell, you know, pork, you're going to have a lot of involvement with all your customers and guys, hopefully, right? If you're Jews, you have another problem with it either. I haven't seen anybody suggest that. It's an interesting idea. There is another understanding to this halacha. If you look at the Yerushalmi quotes a psukim to substantiate this halacha. Again, we'll see later, maybe it's in the right possibly. Well, it's subject to debate. Yerushalmi and Shviz on that Mishnah, Yerushalmi says, "Ksiv tmeim heima lachem, matam lomar tmeim yu lachem." In the Vayikra and Perakir Aleph, there's a psukim discussing the din of Tumah. The Shaila, actually, which psukim referring to, Shaila Gir says it, is there Achilas Dagim, or is it the din of Tumas Nevela? The psukim here, in our Gir, says it shall be discussed Tumas Nevela. Tmei Himlachem, and it says Tmei Yulachem. So it's redundant. El Echel Isser Achila, you can't eat Nevela. The Echel Isser Hanayim. Now the Gra was very bothered by this Yerushalmi. What do you mean Echel Isser Hanayim? It's not Asr Bahana. Nevela is not Asr Bahana. So the Gra changed the Gir. It says Echel Isser Schor. But the way the Yerushalmi appears in front of us, and the Rishonim quote the Yerushalmi as such, the Girsa is Echad Isser Achilav, Echad Isser Hana. So what seems to emerge is that even though there are two categories of Chol Surah, there are those that are Asr Bachil, like Asr Bahana, like Orla, Asr Bachalav, etc., and there are those, most Bachal Surahs are only Asr Bachilav. And yet, the Yerushalmi seems to bring a drasha that says that one form of Achilav is Asr, of Hana is Asr by all Chol Surahs, namely doing business. You can't do business with Machal Surahs because that's the type of benefit that's offered by all Machal Surahs. So even Machal Surahs that are Mutar Bahana, that just means you can use them, you know, for you can feed them to your dog. But it doesn't mean that you can sell them, you know, in a as a living. If you want to have a living by selling cows, it's inappropriate because all Machal Surahs are Asr Bahana. That's the understanding of the Yerushalmi. And our Yerushalmi who quote this, if you look in source number 5, the Marach or Zerua, Rabbeinu Chaim, who is the son of Rabbi Yitzchak or Zerua, so he is Tshuvos, and in the Tshuvos Chadash, of Simon Shazayin, he quotes a question that was posed, Shal Mori, Harav Yehuda, Bar Shabtai, Echad Nohagim Hatzer, B'dogim Tmeim, Bar Nabim, V'chabi Hasarim, how come we are more Hatzer to give tray fish and rabbits, or some type of hair, to the non-Jewish authorities? Against some Yerushalmi, and even in the answer that Rabbeinu Chaim or Zeruah provides, he seems to assume there is Isra Hana. Kitzchora Kvua Asr Lachatchil. The only Asr is, you know, being in business, to have doing this as a way of making a living. Aval Shar Hanos Kasher Anoneni Mutarim Asr Lachatchil. The regular Hanos are Mutar. Only the primary Hana of making a living after the Asr. So we have a certain understanding of the halacha, right? Sorry, you have a question? No?
Yeah, okay. Does
yeah.
That mean if I just like have one, I'm allowed to sell
it? Oh, it's a very good deal. The Rishonim discusses that explicitly, and we'll get to it very soon. The third understanding here is that it's a question of Isser Hana. Isser Hana, again, not the regular Isser Hana, like Orla, but Isser Hana from Schora Kavua. There is a fourth understanding. I think what Rosenberg suggested, I wasn't in Hishir when they were talking, but I got the notes, and he suggested, this is the Sugim Sachim Lachav Gimel in the Bavli, and he suggested, based on the way I'm talking from the notes, that maybe there's a Mahalach that you could suggest that Machal Surahs are things that are Mitzvah, they're things that we want to distance ourselves from. There's different types of Yisurim in the Torah. No Yisurim are good, but some Yisurim are worse. Sometimes the Onesh can tell you, you know, it's Isser Misa, it's Isser Kare, it's Isser Chomer Isser. But sometimes the way the Torah formulates the Isser gives us a clue as to how we should relate to it. So, you know, for example, Shanes is an Isser, but it doesn't say if you wear Shanes, you know, it's a terrible thing. You should wear Shanes. But when it comes to Machal Suros, the Torah has a lesson of Lasocha Kol Toeva, don't eat an abomination. And there is halachic discussion as to whether or not maybe all Machal Suros have some type of, you know, general, they're part of a general category of Machal Surahs, of things that are Mito'av. So just for example, here in source number 6, there's an opinion in the Gemara, you know, Barazar, the son of Chavam and Aleph, that if you ate a Chasti Kazayis of Chazer, a Chasti Kazayis of, I don't know, Nevela is Sar. We don't pass it this way. We assume that they're separate Isurim. But there is a Zeya that assumes that the idea of Losocha Kolte Eva is a framework that incorporates within it all Machal Surahs, and they all have to be Mitu'av. They're all, you know, disgusting, if you will, and therefore we have to distance ourselves from them. So what Rosalie suggested, based on what I deciphered in the notes, that maybe the reason we can't sell the Chol Surahs is because it's a way of showing our disdain and disgust for these particular food items. We have to distance ourselves from the Chol Surahs. So, it's Port Mahalas over here. You want to take a stab at it? How would you, define it in words?
Okay.
Toyim was a business of some way. So here we have four understandings of this halacha and mentioned in the Mishnah and Shviyas. You're not supposed to be in the business of selling trade food. Why is that? The first two are very technical, external reasons. What do I mean by that? Why are they technical and external? There's nothing inherently wrong with chazer, with selling chazer. The problem is, if you sell chazer, what might happen? You might eat it. There's nothing inherently wrong with selling chazer. If you sell chazer, people might think that you eat chazer. They're external reasons. The next two reasons that I provided are more inherent, more fundamental. Maybe chazer is not only asr b'achila, it's also asr b'hanas mechira, hanas chora. Or maybe chazer is not only asr b'achila, but it's mitu'av, and therefore you shouldn't be in the business because, you know, just like you wouldn't want to be dealing with, pornography or something like that, you also shouldn't be selling, chazer. It's mitu'av. Okay? I want to discuss some nafkaminas to this question. First nafkamina is the question of whether this is indeed an issur d'oraisa or issur d'rabbanan. So if I ask you, what would you tell me? Well, before you tell me, let's see what the Shita says. Tosfos assumes that this is d'oraisa. Tosfos is talking about Chavzayin, with Aleph. So number 7 has a day that's d'oraisa. A lot of Rishonim holds d'rabbanan. And the Taz, the very interesting Taz, he suggests that maybe it's one of those Yisurim that are Masra Akasub al-Chachamim. It's a unique status. Masra Akasub al-Chachamim means it's the Din Doraita, but the way the Din is observed is subject to the discretion of Chachamim. They can somehow formulate and define the Isur. Is anybody familiar with any other halakha that's Masra Akasub al-Chachamim? Chalamoy, very good. There's a halacha shown in Lach Chalamoy d'Oraisa d'Rabbanan. That we said also. Anyway, the halacha shown in Lach Chalamoy d'Oraisa d'Rabbanan. So some shown hold it really is din d'Oraisa, but how come there's only exceptions? If you davar aved and follow Yochel, there are 5 exceptions when you can do malacha in Tzorchei Rabim. So how can it be a sister d'Oraisa? We're not going to say Shabbos you can't do malacha, but Tzorchei Rabim you can do malacha. So how can you say such a thing? No, taka d'Oraisa. But it's Masra Akasub al-Chachamim to define how the Isra is, and they gave the following exception. So we have 3 days here as to whether or not it's Doraisa is Rabbanan, or it's maybe Doraisa, but it's a low-level Doraisa. It's a Doraisa that can be defined by Akasub al-Chachamim. So how do you think we would play out in the Chakirim? What do you suggest, Sarah?
Suggest? Well, if we're going with the first option, I'd say pretty clearly it's
Dura Banan. Oh, I agree with you. If it's a Gzeir Atrachila, if it's Marizayin, that usually is Din Doraisa. We do have Gzeir Doraisa, but they're unique. You know, sometimes you have some Rishonim learns that the Achronim learns that Isra Bani Rah, Pesach, can't own Chameh, some say it's a Gzeir, you might have to eat it. But that's a unique trap. The Pashat is that if it's Gzeir Atrachila, A or B, it's Marizayin, it's a Din, Dura
Banan. I don't mean to further to say that if those people who think the first two would then look at the fourth to say that it's just not to the Alma, right?
Potentially.
They
have
to say that.
I think this can go both ways. What about number 3? Is Isser Hana? The Gushan calls Psukim. It's a drasha from Psukim. The Pashas is will be the right. You could say it's an Asmachta. You can always say it's an Asmachta. The fourth idea of Toev, again, we don't have anybody who's actually saying it hard and fast, so it's more of like an idea out there. But certainly it's possible it's an Asmachta. But I think the first two certainly draw Banan. This is, I think, probably Doraisa. This is Anan Toiv. I think probably can go both ways. Second Afkamina. What exactly is Asr? Hagdara to Isr. What do I mean by that? I just said it's not to sell whole stores. What has to be analyzed?
Black market.
Black market. I'm not into black markets yet. Hold on. What exactly is usur? When you sell something, what happens? Halakhically. Transfer ownership. Tachalos of the Kenyan. Right? Tachalos of the Kenyan. What else happens when you sell things typically?
Kissing in return.
Well, the chalos kinyan, if it's kesef, you get the kesef and they get the product. But what happens practically? You pick up the object and you're misasik with it. So these are two elements of the kinyan. There's the, if you will, the maisa kinyan or the chalos kinyan. The maisa kinyan often is involves physically moving the chavis. It doesn't have to be moving the kinyan kesef, it's the kinyan hakbal. Pick up the chazer, you're delivering it, you're under-packaging it, whatever you're doing in your plant, that's one element of the mechira. And the other element of the mechira is, taking the money and, transferring ownership. Now, these things don't have to necessarily go hand in hand. So, for example, let's say I'm a very wealthy man, so I want to spend my time, learning Torah. And I have a business, I have a guy who's in charge of my chazer business, and he sells the chazer, I get the profit. And he sells the chazer. Is that problematic? What am I doing? I'm being neheneh from the mechiras chazer, but I'm not actually being mitzasek with it. So maybe some of these chashashas might or might not apply. So if I would ask you this example, this is something Chassam Sofer was asked in the Truvas in your day, Chassam Sofer in Kostalis, Yesh, source number 9, Yesh Bikan Masu Masan Gadol. He was asked the following question. There's a big business. In an offering, the dog in Smain, they would sell shrimp, some type of, I'm not sure if a shrimp is really fish, but whatever, they would sell the dog in Smain, whatever it is. Shenikroim, Vizashi, etc. Behema Boimi Italia, the Italian fish. Meluchim, they're salted fish. Chavius, come in barrels. Father Medina also sell these korbehen. Omishum Shema Yochal, should be also to sell these fish. Either because Shema Yochal, because they might come to eat it. Omishum haroa. What's the roa mean?
Marasai.
V'nish'alti li yoshe yesh lohem shutfus im echad arale v'shutfus of the goy, v'dina mitzrayim, v'hu kasat lam sheyesh lohem arviyah harvi b'zot shama, v'yishalkim lo v'yisrael b'chan in osa kiim zot. The Jews only do one thing. What does the Jew do? The Jew sees goyim who have these salted fish, barrels and barrels, and he tells the goy, listen, deliver it to my partner in Egypt, and the guy in Egypt is going to sell it. So what does the Jew essentially do? He's like a middleman. He sees where there's a supply, sees where there's demand, and tries to meet the supply to the demand. The supply is in Europe, and the demand is in Egypt. He tells the guy, listen, you have a lot of barrels, go bring these barrels to Egypt, and, the Jew to my partner, and he'll, the guy in Egypt will sell them, and it will make a lot of money. And the question that was raised, well, this is permissible or not. In this case, the Jew is not involved practically with the mechal source. He's not opening the barrels, packaging it. There's no chash shema yochal, and there probably isn't any chash of ma'izayin either, because he's not dealing with it. He's just asking one guy to deliver the fish to another guy. But what is there? There's hana, because this Jew has a partner in Egypt who is selling the fish and they're splitting the profits. There's hana. So the Chassam Sofer is concerned about this. If you look at the three dots, the next paragraph, Hayosim is nidon shalafanenu, l'chora afa pisha yehudim in roim, v'lanogim v'adogim. Even the Jews don't see it. And they don't touch it. There's no chash of shema yochal. There's no chash of marazayin. They won't eat it. You can't benefit. You're getting hana. And then he has a very creative suggestion. He suggests that maybe the Jew could circumvent the kinyan. Maybe he can just be a middleman without actually being koneh. And if he's just like he'll tell the guy to deliver it, but not pay for it yet. So the guy, and even if he pays for it, maybe most aren't koneh for a guy. So maybe it's like one guy will give it to another guy and he can somehow avoid actually having a kinyan on the whole deal. He'll just get a commission, if you will. And it's just a commission, maybe that would be mutter. He says, have some merubi, he wants to be matzi. Likewise, Igos Moshe deals with a similar question. He was asked whether or not you can deliver machal stores. Let's say you want to deliver want to work for a restaurant? I mean, the child was actually posed years ago, and the question was whether you can, you know, have a wagon and deliver the food. It's just the same thing. You want to, you know, work as a delivery boy or a delivery woman for a restaurant, and you're essentially deriving benefits from the machalas and surahs. Is that asur in surahs? If it's McDonald's, basar machalav, it's probably asur because you can't have any hanav basar machalav. But let's say, you know, there's no machalav, it's just trace. There's no, you're not going to deliver any cheeseburgers, only, you know, regular burgers. So, are you allowed to work as a delivery person in that, let's say you want to work for a Chinese restaurant, I mean, I don't know, is basar machalav in Chinese? I'm not really sure. There's only pork, I'm not sure if there's basar machalav. So, okay, whatever it is. Are you allowed to be a delivery person for that restaurant? So, if you look at the Shuvah Moshe deals with here, Simon Aleph, the Ardea Chelik Aleph, Misafkinan Begedar Yisr, he's not sure, he quotes that same Shuvah that comes over in discussion, but the upshot is, he says, we're not sure what Begedar of Yisr is. Im Maisa Meschar Aser is what Aser. Physically, you know, being involved in it. Then a Jew can't be working for a goy. Even if the Jew's not making any money, he's getting paid by the hour. But if he's packaging the chazer in the plant, that's a problem, because when he packages it, he might, you know, eat it, etc. The goy avo Yisrael mutter, but it's mutter for a goy to do the meschar for the Jew, because the Jew's not there, he's not going to eat it. Keshita somebody. Oh, the eshek meschar aser, shehu arvacha, v'achrayus mizeh. But in order to say the opposite of Asr, Asr is being Marvia. So a goy doing it for me is not going to help me because I'm being Marvia from the Balabai. So Zina Hakal Hakal Somi. He says, we're not sure what the Gedra's answer is. It'll be not from both sides. But, says Rav Moshe, being a delivery boy is very different. Why? Pardon? You're not getting Hanah from the Mechira. Right? And you're not going to open up the package. It's not like you're not going to open up the food and taste it. It's a delivery. So therefore, in that case, it's mutter. It's mutter to be a delivery person for a trade food as long as it's not asur. I know. Again, if it's basar b'chalav, it's the ayin nesach, then you can't derive benefit from it. But if it's just trade, it's not an isur of schorah b'chalav surah. Yes. You're saying even if you're dealing with the food, you know, it's against the law, they'll fire you immediately. So maybe it'll be mutter. I hear this part. If really the reality is that there's no chashash Hashem Yochal, like in our day and age where everybody's concerned about germs and things like that, then, you know, so then maybe yeah, it'll be mutter.
My brother-in-law working for Amazon, new grocery service, he's like a warehouse manager.
Right, so he's packaging, everything's packaged, you can't open the package.
Anything, like you're gone.
Right. So I think that probably would not be included, Lachar, I'll be sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, in terms of like being a delivery person, in the end of the day, you're still being paid for what you do, which is like some form of like, you're getting hana out of it.
So these things aren't really asr hana, that's the point. I mean, even if there's an isr hana of schora, it's an isr hana of dach of schora. Only this hana is asr. It's not, if it was orla, in a hana, you couldn't deliver orla. You couldn't deliver yai nesach, you couldn't deliver basar b'chala. But if it's this type of machal surahs, which is really mutter the hana, just the hana schora is aser, maybe the primary type of hana, you know, significant hana, that's just us. Yeah?
We're saying that this applies to any food that you can eat, we're saying any food you can eat.
It seems to apply to all machal surahs, yeah.
Where do we,
the Mishnah gives examples of the Velas Trefos, Shkatim Ramazim. The Yerushalmi, I think, assumes that. The Yerushalmi discusses this, we'll see soon, you know.
Gemara
Sachim, yeah, Gemara Sachim, Yerushalmi, and Shvius. There are some exceptions. Maybe we'll discuss it at the end. Okay, so that's the second Nafkamina. Third Nafkamina. Can you sell things that are not really used for consumption? Right? Mechira L'shem Malacha. Can you sell horses? Can you sell donkeys? Do people eat horses? Maybe some, but it's not standard. So the Yerushalmi says explicitly, deals with this, he asks the question, Harei Chamor, and the Yerushalmi says, Lasso Gadol. very gamal, lumalach dovadim. So you're allowed to sell things that aren't primarily used for consumption. And it's interesting because, you know, you can milk a camel, right? And you can make cheese or drink the milk. But apparently, since the primary function of a camel is for malacha, it's not included in this iser. The question is why? Why is there an exception? This is an exception that's agreed upon, not a subject of debate. The question is just, how does it fit into the chakira we raised at the beginning of this year? So, what do you tanya? What do you think?
Yeah.
You can't eat it. If it's a gzeira achila, you're not going to eat it, so it's not an iser. It fits like a glove. Pardon?
You're eating the byproduct, so you're not actually eating. Milk, but you're not actually eating camel.
Right. Well, if you're worried about the milk, well, I would say that maybe you should be concerned that, you know, you were worried you shouldn't sell the camel because, you know, every morning you milk it, you know. So, but apparently the milk issue was like a side tangent. I'm going to ignore that for now. We're looking at the camel, claw camel. So you're not going to eat the camel because they're at the heel. That's not fine. You're not going to eat the camel. Likewise, marzain doesn't apply because people don't eat camel in general. What about the Isser Hana? Or the idea of To'eva? What about those? How would we justify this halacha based on those svaras? So, if you recall, the Taz, the Taz in source number 8, claimed that this is one of the Yisurim that's Doraisa, but it's Masra Kasim HaChamim. It's an Isser Doraisa that HaChamim have the ability to form and fashion. And he's actually dealing with this issue. He's saying, if it's Doraisa, how can it be if it's Rabbanan? Okay, they weren't gozer on camels, they weren't gozer on horses. You know, it's no Marzain, whatever. There's no Kshash of Yoch. But if it's Doraisa, it's Isser Hana, so Asr, how can you, what's the difference if you're selling a pig or selling a camel? You're getting Hana from Machal Sura. So the Taz suggests that this is idea of Masra Chasam HaChamim solves this problem. And since it's a din d'oraisa that Chachamim can fashion, they decided to, you know, exclude the animals that are primarily used for malacha from their definition of the Isser. It's a little bit dochak, but that's the suggestion that I'd like to make based on, I mean, really the Taz to explain this to halacha. It's halacha that you have to explain. You can't deny it if you're Shushami. We don't seem to find any Bavli that argues with the permissibility of selling horses or camels. Another nafkamina, very interesting nafkamina. Can you sell broccoli? Why can't you sell broccoli? Why are you not going to sell broccoli? Broccoli has bugs. So, okay, we're not going to go into the whole discussion. Are they really visible? You know, if they're visible, they're halachically mutter. But if we assume that they're visible, you know, if you would separate them, you shake them out, and then you could see them, they move, so they are considered bugs that are visible. So we hold, that's, I think, pretty much accepted in the halacha, that you shouldn't eat bugs, even if they're, you know, in the broccoli, because you could separate them, and therefore, even though they're buried, I don't know about the whole discussion, whether or not it is, you know. So are you going to sell broccoli? So what are you selling? You're selling the broccoli. The price doesn't go up under the bus. Right? So therefore what? Mechira duli hana. Different example. There is in the body of an animal certain fats, chalavim, that are unfit for consumption. It's a karet. There aren't so many chalavim that are also karet. One of them is chalavim. The behema, you have to take, it's called nikur, take out the chalavim. So let's say you're too lazy, you want to sell the whole animal, have him do the nikur. Are you allowed to do that? Pardon? In terms of this isser, you're selling meat, and in the meat is chayla. So here too, are you going to add, are you going to, like, you know, up the price because of the chayla?
No.
Or not? So the chayla is mechira without hana. So if the gezeira is what, so this is discussed by the Mefarshim, if you look at the Prima Gadim, in Tzim Pei Dalid, in the Sifte Da, Tzim Ches, quotes the Pri Chodesh, source number 13, Kasav HaPri Chodesh, because it's after, Osan Shekonim, Wokim, Dover, Michael, Shum, Metula, you're selling, I don't know, figs, and they're full of worms. Ein Yisr, the Lok of Beis Hillel, not like the Beis Hillel, this is not like Beis Hillel all the time, this is Beis Hillel Atman. Sha'oser Mishum, the Asr Lisakim is Varma Surah. They still hold that Asr Lisakim is Varma Surah. Sorry, Machila. The Einosim Yoser Domin Mishvil Hatolayim. Says the Prikadesh that it's Mutter because you don't gain anything. There's no financial gain. Nobody pays more for the buck. Extra protein. These are like reinforced. Sometimes they're selling breakfast cereals and they put in like, you know, all the vitamins to make it healthy, kilo, you know, it's a full sugar. So the parents feel it's healthy because it's, you know, what's called reinforced? What's the word? It's what's the word for it?
Fortified.
You read the thing, you think you're eating vavish, organic, you know, produce. And it's all sugars. If they put a couple of minerals, apparently the body doesn't really absorb them that well because, you know, it's not natural, you know, form. But in any case, so you don't add, nobody adds money for the extra protein in the broccoli, right? And therefore it says that Prichadosh is mutter. But the Prichadosh argues, Loyadana Lama Dachal, why should we argue with the Beis Hillel? I think it's usher to sell broccoli if they're full of bugs. The Ain Osim Skor Bedora Omei Lachilam, Behu Osim in the Torah, he holds this is the Raita, Shema Yovel Echol Mimenu Beshas Mechira. He says, didn't the right to Shema Yovel Echol? This actually is interesting because the Prichadosh is saying that it's the Gezerah. It's a Gezerah Shem Yochal, but it's a Dindaraita. I mentioned earlier, to the first Nafkamina, it's a Gezerah Shem Yochal, so it makes sense to say it's only Drabbanan. The Prima Gartner actually argues with that. He thinks it's a Gezerah Shem Yochal, but it's a Dindaraita, interestingly. But here we have a debate as to whether or not you can sell things that have Machalot source in them, but you don't get any Hana from the Mechira. Likewise, the Marsham deals with the issue I mentioned previously about selling meat with the Chelevin. And initially he says, if you look at the source number 14, in Cain, when the don didan, she'ena mochem b'yubishkal, you're not selling by weight, so the extra fat doesn't add anything. You're not getting any hana. Not, everyone's selling by weight, so the more chelev, you know, sometimes you buy a chicken and like they have like frozen hidden eggs as well, like it's a frozen chicken and the whole thing is full of water in the middle because it's by weight. So, like, so there's water in the middle, it adds to the weight. So. I don't know, but I don't think it's so. No, I think it's like understood that frozen chicken has water in it. Anyway, maybe there's a reason for it. I'm not even science for the benefit of the mechira. But in any case, maybe it helps to preserve it better. I don't know. In any case, the Marsham says we're not selling the meat by weight, so if there's extra chalev in it, trade chalev, it's not a problem. And then he says, just a second, maybe there's a chash that the buyer is going to take the challah, take the meal, put it in the challah. He won't remember to take out the chela. Okay, so, and then he has the etza. So this, l'char, is another nachmina, fits very well into the chakira. Namely, if the reason you can't sell machal of stores is the gzera at l'chila. So what do you think? Should it be mutter to sell, you know, meat that has chalav in it? Pardon? It should be aser. It should be aser because we're worried that the person might eat it. This, if it's a question of hana, what do you say? It's hana. The reason is there is some chalav sur is because there's hana shabo. So as long as you're not selling by weight, you're not getting hana, therefore it should be mutter. In terms of other psalms, I'm not really sure how they fit in. If the question of Maris Ayin, it might be a question of how it looks, you know. If you see meat, does it look like chaylah? It looks like meat. Maybe there's no Maris Ayin. And if you see broccoli, I don't know if it's Maris Ayin. People can check it, you know. You can buy broccoli and you can check it. I don't think it's Maris Ayin necessarily. I mean, it's hard to check, but, you know, if you roll up your sleeves, you can check it. In terms of Soeva, I don't know. You know, you're selling broccoli. You're not selling the bug. So, I don't know if really Soeva sells broccoli. It's hard to say Soeva sells broccoli. You know, you'll take the bugs out. The bugs are the toive, not the problem. Yeah.
Can you say there's a Maris Ayin that someone might
eat food?
Like, think that the food itself was good.
Well, that's more Shem Yochai, I think. It depends on how you call it, but the Maris Ayin is typically a function of people think you're doing an issue.
It's not going to eat almost like with the even, no?
The seller eats it, it could be a shayla to see, but it is true. But generally, I think we assume that since, you know, he could get... Right, potentially. If he's going to eat it, maybe he's going to eat it as well. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Questions? There is another exception mentioned in the Yerushalmi, or in Mishnah actually, of an Isdami. Somebody asked, I mean, no one asked the question. Let's say a person, you know, shechts the animal and turns out he trades. He can't sell to a goy, we do it all the time. Every time we shack an animal and stray, we sell to a goy. Right? That's why meat is much cheaper in Chutz-Lars than it is in Eretz Yisrael, because when you shack an animal in Chutz-Lars and stray, what do? You sell it to the goy, basically on par. But when you shack an animal in Eretz Yisrael and stray, so there are less goy in here who are interested in our meat, and therefore, you know, right, the tzias is that they generally shacked in Chutz-Lars for that reason, but there is some shechita here in Eretz Yisrael as well, and it is expensive, you know, for that reason. Okay. We have to import it, that's what it is. Anyway, here's the time, maybe that's not the reason. Okay. Fine. Now, the Mishnah says this explicitly in Shviyas, source number 15, Perzai Mishnah Dalid. Sayer chaya the ofos the dog she is damnu lahem a sayer a hunter who caught accidentally a non kosher fish, non kosher bird, etc. Mutari l'mocher, you can sell them. It's mutter to sell. What's oser? Oser to have a business. You can't be in the business of selling chazer. If somebody gives you a chazer as a gift, the person had a relative who died, he had a pet chazer. Now he has a chazer. He's allowed to sell a chazer. A person, Yerusha, a person, he's the dominant law, whatever the case may be, it's mutter to sell. So the question is, why is this? Why is it mutter? So for the Rashba, deals with this closely in Shuvas. But if we go back to the sheet, let's go back to the board rather, these dominate. It's mutter. Everybody agrees it's mutter. Mishnah. Right. So what are you telling us? If it is Zera Atu Achila, you might say, certainly it's Dindra Banan. It won't go Zera Chai Gavna. Okay, it just happened. You can't do it big. Kfiyas. Also, Mari Zayin. Mari Zayin, do it constantly. If it happens one time, maybe it's not really considered Mari Zayin. It just happens. People know. Sometimes the person sheds and it becomes straight. But if it's Dindra Hana, Isra Hana Pskora, so it's a more fundamental halacha, more internal halacha. And therefore, we'll have to do some explaining. Why is it that one is allowed to sell an animal that's trade, even if it's not his business? His business is sell kosher meat. But once in a while, the shechita is messed up, or the trade found an animal, and he has now a trade and a vela, he has to do something with it. What does he do with it? He sells it. Why is it mutter? So, it's a difficult, it's a serious difficulty, I think. Especially if you hold the Dindra Raisa. Like I said before, if it's Dindra Banan, it's much easier to say that it's the Chai Gavna L'Gazer. But if you say that it's a Dindra Raisa, especially something like Yerushalmi, this is a Raisa, it's hard to justify. Justin, over here, source number 17, Gemar Menachos, famous statement, Torah Chassal Amon Shal Yisrael. Torah, had Rachmanis on. I saw it's brought in different Gemaras in different contexts. But the idea that, what's the poor guy going to do? He shacked an animal, it's worth $3,000, and it's a trade. He's going to have to, he's got to feed it to the dogs, he can't sell it. It's hard to imagine. So it could be that if this is a Dindaraisa, even if it's a Dindaraisa, there's this concept of Torah Chasam Manash Yisrael, which would allow for the Mechira. But I admit it's not such a glass interpretation. So really, I thought just very briefly a couple of other nafkaminas. A person takes a loan, or rather, he lends a guy money. So if you're not convinced the person's going to pay you back, what do? Take a collateral. So let's say the guy wants to give you some chazer as his pikadon. Give you, some lard. Is that okay? Is that mutter? So the Taz deals with this in Yordaeus Simon Kufi Zayin Sif Chazin Beis. The Torah, the Truma Tadeshen, Simon Reish, Tzidei V'Davar, Omasik, Mechur HaDavar, L'Hal V'Hal Kosli Chazir. It's a little bit inappropriate. Mechur, it's not really usher, but it's inappropriate to take, non-kosher salamis as a class. You give the guy money and he gives you a lot of non-kosher salamis. V'Lefim Ma'a Shechazav V'Beis Yosef V'Shem V'Rashba, Sh'yesh L'Ocho Sh'yobo L'Ochlo, Yisr Gomor Yesh Behalva. Says the Taz that if we learn that Zer Shem Yochal, then Rav Taz should be Asr. doesn't make her a din. Now, to tell you the truth, I'm not so convinced why this is true, because generally when you take a pikadon, take a rabban, you're not really supposed to, you know, it's really there in case he doesn't pay back. You know, so all these are evil, you're supposed to, like, watch it. But it could be, depending on the situation, there's halacha, the concept of sovali shaka, if you know he's not going to pay back, so then, like, this might have a lot to give me, instead of yours on some level already, people might feel more liberty actually, you know, biting into the salali. But in a nutshell, this question of whether or not you can take chazer or chalsuras as an eravon, mechara is probably in the chakira. Namely, it's a question of shemiyot levi that the taz suggests it should be aser. If it's a question of iser hana, what are you taina? Pardon? It's not chora. It's not hana. You're not getting any hana from it. You're taking it. It's not hana of chora. Meaning,
right? What else are
you
going
to do with it, though? But then it's actually nistamit. But then it's nistamit. Because the previous dafamina was that in some circumstance, you know, you have it. You check an animal's trade. So you're on the sell. So in some circumstance, let's say a guy, you know, owes you money, goes out of business. So all he has is trade meat. You can, that's called nistamit. You can take that meat because that's nistamit, the pasta. It just happened to fall into your lap. She's like, not exactly in his domain, because, like, you could ask him for his Rolex instead of the salami. You know, I hear it's time, but you might say it's time, but it's a good hour. And just very briefly, two more naftaminas. There is an exception. The Rambam quotes in verse number 19, that although you can't do business with, you know, chazer, you can't do business with shkotim or mazim, you're allowed to do business when it comes to chelev. V'chol davar she'ozer v'achila mutar v'hana, af al pi shu mutar v'hana, ozer v'asur shkora, v'chal v'achta v'dvar v'asurim, chus on a chelev sher nemar ye'asa l'chom v'achim. Chelev is mutar. Think of it, I'm wondering what the marsham was discussing, because the marsham was talking about chelev. Unless maybe he was talking about gira nasha. Maybe it's not a kira nosha, because stam chelev is mutter. But anyway, it says chute chelev, I don't know. Anyway, there's a heather hanaf by chelev, you can tell chelev, says a chazov, yeah, to lechom lacha, which some try to infer from this, there must be the Ram holds it's in the raisa, because he quotes a pasuk to imat or chelev. So if it wasn't asim in the raisa, he wouldn't need a pasuk to imat. Also, if you look around carefully, Ram implies that it's in hanaf. So the chodavah shah asr bachila u mutter bana, even though it's mutter b'hana, you still can't sell it. It sounds like this type of hana is asr, possibly. But either way, that's the one exception. Another exception, another view is a fascinating discussion. He quotes the pre-Torah, which is written by Arachayim. Arachayim not only was a Mepharish on the Torah, but he also was a big Lamdin, and he wrote a parish in Yerodeh called the pre-Torah. Another view that quotes from the pre-Torah, Shematir Hadam Lischa, you can sell blood. Not sure what type of business there is for blood. I think some people think there are medicinal qualities to blood. At least they used to think so. So you're allowed to sell blood. Kaman is iskish l'mayim, because there's a heckish between blood and water. Harayu k'mayim shemutar l'iskorbo. K'mo mayim. V'dvar v'zeh v'adi nechonim, says the Jew, I agree with the Pritah. She'im mo'il heckish zeh l'ravo l'hatir dam b'hana. Just like we learned this heckish to say that you can derive benefit from dam, just like from water. So too, you should be allowed to sell blood just like you sell water. So I think the Nabi Yehuda is assuming that the Isser Tzchor is Isser Hana. And he says that just like it's matter the Dam is Mutter Hana, so too it should be Mutter B'Tzchor. If the Isser Tzchor of Achal Tzur is connected to Zerat Achila or Ma'azayin, what he's saying doesn't seem to add up. The Nabi Yehuda is assuming that the Isser Tzchor is one of an Isser Hana from Tzchor. And lastly, it's just interesting that there's no, this issue of selling machal zesuros is limited to machal zesuros. Maybe it should be also to sell shamiz clothing, because maybe somebody's going to wear it. Or maybe it's my zayin, people are going to think, if you sell shamiz, you know, some Italian suits, they're the expensive suits, you know, they're known to have shamiz. You know, I don't buy suits like that. If people buy $1,000 suits, it's like, you know, they pride themselves that it's wool linen, like, you know. So if I sell those suits, I have a, you know, store, and I sell suits. People are going to say, listen, he sells those Italian suits, he probably wears them too. My sign. Maybe Zera Shema Yilbash. Maybe, you know, if I sell them one day, I'm going to be called, and I'll put it on. There's no such there. It doesn't exist. Why not? So So the Chelkas Binyamin discusses this in Yodei Kuf Yedayin, verse number 21. We don't find anybody who says that. The time of the near Bishum, the Isra Skor Nilman Reparshas Dogim, Tmeim, Vishkotim, again, the Shalom was relearned from, maybe it's learned from Tumas Veilas, the Shalom Gears in Yishalmi, Isuri Achila Ninu. He's assuming, like the Gears of the Rash Tirlio, that it's a question learned from Dogim Tmeim, and therefore he says, that since Dogim Tmeim, the Nachila, that's the sources. But the whole issue, Lechora, it has to be analyzed. If it's a gzeira, Chazal could have easily made a gzeira. You shouldn't sell these expensive suits. If shanis, you might have to wear it. People are going to think that you wear it. Maris nine. But if it's a question of to'eva, shanis isn't the tua. Torah says, v'chol ha'sur, v'chol ha'chol to'eva. If it's a question of iser hana, you know, things are iser v'achil are also iser v'hana. Hana v'chora. So v'chora, we leave it as iser v'achil. The first two svaras, v'chora, could be exported to other iserim as well. These faras might be more limited to Yisurim that are called Ueva or to Mamash Machal Surah, and therefore this question would be relevant. So just to summarize the Kisser, what we saw here was four fundamental understandings, four understandings to the Isser of Chorah Machal Surah. First two seem to be technical, Gzeratu Achila, Marzain. The next two seem to be more fundamental. And we discussed eight or so nafkamina of this question. The question of one asked in the Rais Rabbanan. The question of what's really Aser. Is Aser the Chalof Kinyan or is Aser the Isaskus, you know, being involved in? The question of why the Yerushalmi said it's mutter to sell animals that people don't eat. How to explain that. The question of selling without Hana, if you sell, you know, broccoli that has bugs in it. Would that be a problem? The question of the Nisdamin, the heter of the Mishnah and Shvius, that if it happens inadvertently, it's mutter, why is that? The question of, you know, taking collateral. And lastly, we discussed the last two questions of some exceptions, you know, Da might be an exception, Chel might be an exception, why is that? And the question of why this Isser doesn't apply to non-Machal Surah, selling Isurim in general, out of fear that maybe people will be Nikshal in the Isser. Okay.